Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Oh, so I'm back on the beach and it's interesting because I just started recording an episode around being derailed, and then I had an interaction with someone on the beach that just it made me really fucking angry and derailed me. The irony. But I was in a really good mood and now I'm just yeah, fuck that guy. Anyway, I just had like one of those mansplainy type energy things. I fucking hate that. And I just, all my shackles are up and I'm just like, fuck you. Anyway, it was kind of ridiculous, but anyway, I'm just honoring the way I feel. So the derailing thing, what I actually was going to talk about was how I often see people and myself, I'm speaking from my own experience here, you know, they have this idea that they're of something they want to create or do, and then they're very easily derailed by someone's well-intentioned curiosity or someone else's ideas, you know, and then they move further away from what they wanted to create and into something that isn't, you know. And I see it happen a lot in the podcast space, even people who have worked with me, and then they've asked me for some ideas, and then they've taken the ideas on board, but then it actually hasn't aligned with them. And even though I'm very, how would this feel for you? And like, does this feel exciting? You know, and all that kind of jazz. Like sometimes people, I guess they go, oh, that would make sense. And then go and do it. And then realize, oh, hang on. You know, it's like that thing where for me, decision making is not a strong point. And often the more I think about it, the more difficult the decision becomes, because I am not listening to my gut anymore, you know? So it's very, and often what ends up happening is I go back to the original thought that I'd had. You know, even like for me, choosing a fucking Airbnb is so difficult, because I'll see one and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's nice. And I'll be like, oh, I wonder what else is out there. And then I'll just be like, oh God, I can't make a decision. I can't decide which one should I, oh, what if, you know, and then I'm just like in this place where eventually I usually come back to the first one. So why have I wasted all my time and energy fucking around looking at the alternatives? Why didn't I just go with my initial instinct? And from a human design perspective, I think it depends on also how you're built. If you're emotional, you're going to find clarity over time. So it's a really good idea to sit with things and allow yourself to move through your wave to find clarity. You'll find clarity over time. Decisions aren't meant to be made in the moment. For the rest of us, they very much are. You know, they are meant to be made here and now. Particularly for me as splenic, there is nothing else. And for you sacral, you know, folks, it's the same. Like, you're here to make a decision based on your gut instinct in that moment. The longer you sit with things, the more confused they're going to become. And so, you know, knowing how you best make decisions can really help. Like, because my instincts have said this first, and then I've gone into the head and I've looked at all the other options, only to come back to what I had thought in, you know, was the thing all along. And yeah, and so I've just been thinking about that. I've been thinking about how easily we are swayed and we are derailed and influenced. And yeah, and you know, like, just going off track because of some input from somebody else. And I think that I struggle with that a bit as someone who guides, you know. So, and particularly if I'm working with an emotional person, because what they're feeling during our session won't be what they're feeling a day or two after our session. So for me, knowing that they're emotional helps me to, because often I'll be like, but you were so like on, you know, without knowing this information, I'd be like, oh, but you were so aligned. Isn't that a bit, this isn't a judgment and it's not actually what I would be thinking, but oh, that's a bit flaky that, you know, like that's what other people might think. That's a bit flaky. It's also a story you might have about yourself, because what felt right in this moment doesn't feel right now after you've processed it. But I think for those of us who are sacral or splenic, you know, then that moment where we're like, yes, that's the moment to honor, not the consequential or the, no, not consequential. Yeah, I can't even think of the word, but you know, not the things that happen after that influence us, but how we feel in that moment. If it's like, fuck yes, then it's a fuck yes. Don't go seeking further information, just fucking do it, you know. And if you're an emotional being, then don't make the decision in that moment. Allow yourself, and don't apologize for changing your mind, because that's what you're here to do. Your body clarity will change your mind over time. So yeah, just a little thing on your authority and your decision making process. You know, like, stick to your guns. If how you felt in the moment, you always find yourself going back to how you felt in that first moment, then skip the fucking shit and just stick with the in the moment, right? And if you recognize, you don't even need to know your human design really to know whether this is true for you or not. If it takes time for you to come to a decision, and when you do, you have more clarity over time, then just unapologetically take the time to ponder it. Don't make any commitments or decisions in the moment. Let people know, oh, I'm going to sit with that and see what comes up, right? But if that isn't going to work for you, if that's only going to take you off path, then own that. This is the decision I've made. I appreciate your input, but I'm going to stick with my gut instinct on this one. Now, we just need to be unapologetic about our processes. So yeah, that's really short and sharp this week. Dog's coming after me. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.